Yes, Collins, Collins, Taurean, Taurean, 10-11-83. Mr. Collins is a 39-year-old gentleman who was seen here yesterday, was sent to the emergency room because of abnormal EKG and a very high blood pressure, period. In a paragraph, patient in the emergency room, EKG was repeated, which was within normal limits. His PPK and troponin were done and repeated, which were stable. They wanted to keep him overnight, but he chose not to stay. Period. The paragraph, he has a history of hypertension. Uncontrolled, part of that is because it has a severe sleep apnea. He could not get a CPAP because of the cost of the medication. Here in the paragraph, he took ibrosartan hydrochlorothiazide last year but couldn't tolerate it because of sexual dysfunction, period. In the paragraph, in the emergency room, he had a normal CBC, normal CPK, normal troponin. His sodium was 135. His liver function test was slightly elevated at AST of 145, AST of 57. His sugar yesterday was at 320. Patient's going to have a fasting blood sugar done at this time. Period. Rest of the PK, BNP within normal limits. Urine tox screen was negative. Urine analysis within normal limits yesterday. Period. In paragraph, he comes in today for a follow-up. Call this guy again. 832-401-2266, 832-401-2266. He needs to come back for a blood sugar check. Mr. Collins, his blood pressure today is 177 of 107. The emergency room didn't give him any medication since he left AMA and did not want any medication given to him. Period. Medication, he's off all medications now. Medical problems, hypertension now with increased blood sugar. Surgery, nervous and surgery. Social, he's an oil field worker, doesn't smoke. He drinks very little. He doesn't use any drugs. Family history, mom died of a heart attack, heart disease, dad died of coronary artery disease, hypertension, no colon cancer reported, granddad had a pancreatic cancer. Period, new paragraph, patient's COVID immunization, none, allergy, none. Period. Assessment, number one, hypertension, Norvasc 10 milligram, at bedtime, next one is hydrochlorothiazide, 25 milligram, next number. I gave him a prescription for a CPAP so he can look around and see who's got the best prices. Next number, I gave him a prescription. I gave him a copy of his sleep apnea. Next number, severe sleep apnea. Next number, I explained to him that unless he gets his blood pressure, his sleep apnea under control, I'm afraid his blood pressure will never be controlled. Next number, history of low testosterone, which goes along with sleep apnea. Next number, he chose not to treat that at this time. We'll check that at a later time. Next number is H and H is 15 and 46, which is barely normal in face of chronic hypoxemia related to sleep apnea. Next number is LVH noted on the echocardiogram. As soon as it comes in, he needs a finger stick.
Okay.
He's coming in again.
Okay.
Next number, he has mild carotid stenosis. Next number, thyroid looks normal. Next number, no evidence of PVD noted. Next number is obesity. Patient has morbid obesity, needs to lose some weight. Next number, he's going to check his blood pressure and call me his blood pressure readings in 3 days. Next number, I explained to him that he's probably going to need more than one medication, two medications to control his blood pressure. Next number, we're going to avoid ARB and or ACE inhibitors because of the sexual dysfunction he experienced with ARBs. Next one is he's already started walking, and he's walked 3 miles yesterday. I encouraged him to continue doing so because losing weight will help his sleep apnea as well as his blood pressure. Next number, he's going to try to call home health, home medical, to get a better price than his CPAP machine because it's very important for him to get that started right away. Thank you.